Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be listening. Alex Jones here live. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours on this now third live broadcast of 2011. It is January 4th, 2011. And again, we're going to be live here for the next 30 minutes. We've got Wayne Madsen coming up in about an hour and a half, popping in, formerly with the NSA, writes on national security matters for some of the most prestigious publications in the country, and just amazing predictions and piercing analysis. He's saying that there's clear evidence of these rash of intensifying bombings across Europe being brought in as a political smokescreen for the austerity measures that the large central banks are putting in place to further loot the population. There's clear evidence that it's connected to Operation Gladio that's been partially declassified, and former Italian presidents, German former defense ministers, and others have gone public detailing that in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, elements of NATO and the U.S. military staged literally hundreds of bombings all across Europe to blame it on their political enemies. If a right-wing group was getting too popular that the establishment didn't like, they'd stage a bombing. If a left-wing group was getting too popular and was seen as anti-establishment, they would stage a bombing and blame it on them. One of the more famous 1980 Bologna bombing that killed a whole bunch of people, including men, women, and children at that train station. So Madsen will be popping in for about 20 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We were going to have him on Friday, but we had phone system problems on New Year's, I guess with the phone systems jammed over in Paris. But Max Kaiser will be joining us to talk about the economy and his outlook going into 2011 and beyond. Always interesting and informative. Max Kaiser will be joining us coming up in the last hour today. Now, that said, I've got to control myself and not run down a rabbit trail, and we'll see if I can do it when we come back from break, because we've got a lot of very important geopolitical military news with Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. Big developments with the bird die-off. That story has now gone massive, and we're right at the forefront of it. The Daily Mail, the Huffington Post, reporting on our coverage that the Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com kicked into high gear yesterday when he linked to it. You know, is secret government testing linked to the birds dying? At first it was 1,000, then 2,000, then 4,000, now 5,000. First it was less than a mile, then a mile, then a mile and a half, then 2 mile area. Now a similar species, or the same species of cedar waxwing blackbird, falling dead in Louisiana in mass, just 500 counted off of one road alone, and other reports coming out around Louisiana and other parts of the South and the Midwest. They've had the veterinary head of the Fish and Wildlife group there in Arkansas that did autopsies on the birds, saying that there was not disease that did this. So now maybe we got blackbirds that are dead in another state, and maybe it was disease on that front, because that's pretty common for birds to get sick and thousands can die, but they don't all just drop out of the sky and dead before they hit the ground. You know, one dies here, one dies there, a few fall over here, a few fall over there. They die slowly. We've all seen dead birds, dead blackbirds especially, because they overpopulate and tend to cull themselves through starvation and disease. They're very prodigious species, clearly something else is going on here. Their organs were liquefied, and it wasn't done by a bacteria or a virus or other type of microbial infection. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, big news on the political front with the corruption of the Obama crime machine. I want to hit that first when we come back from this quick break with big developments. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This intriguing mystery of the 5,000 dead blackbirds in Arkansas, in BB, Arkansas, now in mass die-offs of the same species of blackbird in Louisiana and other areas of the United States. The fact that the Fish and Wildlife Department veterinarians that have looked at it have told CNN that it was trauma, that it was not disease. Well, then if you have other birds that start dying and that's trauma, something's going on here. And colliding with each other in the night is not going to liquefy the innards of 5,000 birds. And we've got a lot of other bizarre things happening, like this big fish die-off. There may be naturally occurring reasons for this, but I haven't figured out what they are yet. And I know that when the government tests chemical, biologicals, radiologicals, birds are some of the most susceptible to it, hence the famous canary in the coal mine. There's been many other examples reported on by the press that when somebody first cooks on a no-stick pan, that the chemicals that are in it off-gas, and then if you have a bird in a cage in the room like a canary, it will, or a parakeet, it will fall over dead. We're going to be looking at that. Also, Lindsey Graham calls for permanent U.S. military presence in Afghanistan yesterday. Well, that's the way it's always been. That's the way, you know, the real battle plan was and is and will always be to permanently stay there. Does the empire leave Germany? Does the empire leave Japan? Does the empire leave South Korea? Does the empire leave Guantanamo Bay? It's not our empire. We just pay for it. And we are an empire clearly in decline. And whereas I'd like to see the empire fall, I'd like to save the republic. You know, the empire killed the republic. The question is, when the empire falls, will it implode in on us and feed on us even more domestically? Or could we pull a rabbit out of a hat and get our republic back? You know, that's the big $64 million question. And that's just some of what is coming up today. I'm now going to rip off David Letterman from last night. I didn't see it, but Jaron told me about it. And I guess it's not stealing the joke because I'm just repeating it here. But he said that, you know, the new governor, Mr. Brown, has been sworn in a particularly hokey way. That don't worry about Governor Schwarzenegger. He's being relocated to a primate facility in Florida. So he's going to be quite happy. But Schwarzenegger says he will be back, and he wants the 22nd Amendment removed so he can be our president. I think if you tell Rolling Stone and a film crew and several other newspapers that you admire Hitler and want to be a dictator, that precludes you from public office. Clear abuse of power. When you, in the 90s, tell MSNBC that you admire Kurt Waldheim, the SS officer, I think that precludes you. So thank heavens for the vision of the founders and the Constitution that we can't have a foreign-born individual as our El Presidente. I don't know of any other countries that allow that as well. It's just common sense. But really, that had its genesis in the 1770s and 1780s because of practices in Europe where royalty would try to, as young boys, ship their sons into neighboring countries that were becoming democratic with parliaments and having them elected with their money, power, and backing to then take over the nation through that system. We don't need Arnold Alos Schwarzenegger, the anti-gun, pro-open border, carbon taxing, New World Order person, to run for office anymore. We need, to have Arnold, go back to his homeland. Austria is a beautiful, wonderful country, great people. If I was Austrian, I'd be irritated by, say, somebody from Texas over there talking about how I wanted to be a dictator and telling folks to turn their guns into me and that I wanted carbon taxes. He is leaving with a 22% approval rating. So all the king's horses, all the king's men aren't going to be able to put Arnold Schwarzenegger back together again. And I hope that part of that overall awakening is the fact that when I launched Americans against Arnold, the ArnoldExposed.com. Is that site even active anymore? I always try to keep it up, but we never look at it. Yeah, let's go to ArnoldExposed.com, put it on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a compendium there of the quotes and the statements about how he hates helpless Americans. I countered him in USA Today and other big publications picked up my quotes about him being a Nazi who likes to preen and pose as a strutting steroid head peacock, and that we don't like his kind around here, so he can Ausländer Reich, or how do they say it in Deutsch, foreigners out. We can start with Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger. Ausländer Reich. Is that how you say it? That means get out of our country, get out of here. I wouldn't mind it so much if he was Austrian and talked about how he loved the Republic and loved the Second Amendment and didn't talk about how he wants to be a dictator and what didn't pass carbon taxes on the back of Californians. But I'd still say, prudence wins out. Even if he was a Ron Paul type, he shouldn't be able to run for president. Just like I shouldn't be able to run for president in Austria. And I got news for you. I can't. You know, you got to love it. Mexico has the most draconian immigration laws in the Americas, from Alaska down to Chile, from Brazil up to Venezuela, to Canada. They have the most draconian, even the Washington Post admits that, the State Department admits it. They put people in slave labor camps from Guatemala or other Central South American countries that are caught coming into Southern North America, into Mexico, and the police will beat up and kill anybody they want. But then if we don't give free welfare and goodies to the illegal aliens pouring across from Mexico, waving Mexican flags, who are so upset by American flags in Texas, Arizona, and California that school children, including Hispanic school children, can't wear American flags, that's my problem. See, it's kind of like Schwarzenegger saying he wants to be a dictator. I don't like him. And it's like a large portion of these illegal aliens from Mexico chanting down with the U.S. at soccer games. That's been covered on television and running around with Mexican flags and tearing down American flags at post offices and running up Mexican flags. I can't handle it. Okay. I mean, if Mexico wanted to become the 51st state and the people had a history of liberty and freedom down there and were into the Second Amendment, into private property, I'd say 51st state. I'm not scared of folks down there because they got a nice tan. I kind of wish I had one. You know, I like a tan. Okay. The problem is what's in the minds down there. And I don't like it. And I want that to be on record here. Okay. I'm done talking about it. I'm done talking about it. And the globalists are force-feeding this globalism, this collectivism into the poor folks in Mexico. I want them to have liberty and freedom. It's a country with triple the resources than we've got. Okay, I said I'd get into the news, and I'm not doing that. I'm now ranting off into Schwarzenegger and then segueing into Mexico and then going into the next issue and the next issue after that. But, sorry, the illegal aliens, when they do vote, I've seen the national polls, over 90% of them vote to, illegally in many cases, or people that were recently citizens to take my guns, to suck whatever capital's left in me and my family and pay it into the welfare. I'm done. The country's bankrupt. I'm done. You run your flag up and tell me you're anti-liberty, I'm your enemy. So get that straight and put it in your pipe, and the police take a big succulent, corpulent draw of that tobacco of truth down into your lungs and see how you like it. See how that draws for you. See if you can grok it, to use a line from our Heinlein book, Stranger in a Strange Land. Do you grok it? Do you get it? Do you read me? Over. Good. I'm glad. Continuing here, this is the big news, really, of the day. This is the big news. It's hiding in plain view, and it's just really hard for me to sit here and watch it go on. But this is part of that Overton window, where they do things so radical that it just trains us all. They take us a million miles down the road of tyranny, and even though we know it's tyranny, we just basically get our backs broken and accept it. And as Barry Goldwater said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. We're dealing with extreme government criminals in both major parties. We're dealing with extreme decadence and lethargy and sloth-like behavior from the average American, myself included. We've got to get supercharged. We've got to get awakened. We've got to get angry, and we've got to get focused. And I know Paul Watson's listening right now. We're working on an article together. He's working on some big breaking news with the dead Tweety birds as well, and what that ties into. But this is a big story. And when I saw this last night, I did some research. I did some more this morning. I'm looking at federal and state law. But there's no doubt that this is illegal, and there's a big paper trail on this. And if we can just get the media to pick up on it, but mainline conservative media doesn't want to do this because they do some of these same influence peddling that the Chicago crime machine and the mayor's father is literally one of the most famous mobsters in history, right up there with Bugsy Siegel and Al Capone. And, of course, the Chicago police, no one denies, that's a mafia machine if there ever was one. I mean, you don't serve the cop his 10th drink. He just beats you up. I mean, it's like, well, you're drunk. We can't let you give me the drink. Shaking people down. I've been in Chicago just trying to videotape on the streets and had cops march over and just go, turn your cameras off. But you could tell they were real crooks. These weren't, normal cops just trying to act like thugs. And they just got their billy clubs and said, turn them off. And I could tell right then it was turn them off or we're going to give you multiple concussions, maybe even kill you. And I just said, okay, just because I understand that's an area already destroyed, already taken over by gun-grabbing mafias. Notice mafias always want your guns. I mean, when criminals march into a bank and say, stick them up, the first person they do, first person they pistol whip, first thing they do is pistol whip the guard and take their gun and tie them up. I mean, that's what gun control is. It's tying up the slave. You think they let slaves in Rome have swords? Think they let black people 200 years ago have guns? First gun laws in this country were against blacks. All right, continue. When we come back, Obama is said to be considering naming J.P. Morgan's Daley to top White House post. And this just ties into all of this garbage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had a corrupt government for a long time, but it's rotten through and through. And nowhere is this illustrated better than the Daley family. You had the Big Daddy, one of the most famous mob bosses out there. And one of his many children has been the Chicago mayor for a long time. But William Daley, one of the brothers, is a top J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. executive, former U.S. Commerce Secretary. He replaced Ron Brown, who was said publicly, if I go down, Clinton's going to go down. And then the aircraft over Serbia, the special ops on board, the intel we've got is, and this even came out in the news, part of it, put on their oxygen masks, shot everybody on board the plane, blew the side hatch, and what is it, heload or high load out? There's two different types where they put on the oxygen mask and jump out at high altitude. And we know that because it got leaked out of the Army and out of the different medical centers where the autopsies were done, that they all had bullet holes in their heads. And they even had the caliber, and then the media tried to whitewash that. So the head coroner, a colonel, went public. You remember all that. So Ron Brown got taught real good. And then one of the mob boss children, you know, one of the bad sons, one of the droppings of the old mob boss daddy, became the head of the Commerce Department with the missile secrets to China. And the, he helped ram through NAFTA and GATT, top globalist. And his brother helped get behind, of course, Obama and another little pea that was in the same pod, Blagojevich. They got him in and his governor. You know, they get their people in everywhere, and that's how they control society. And then as soon as they get in, they say, oh, there's thousands of Chevy dealerships. If you haven't been contributors to the Democratic Party and haven't paid protection money, or if you don't give money right now, we're going to take your dealership worth millions of dollars and give it to somebody else. And they did. And now if you're not an insider and don't give money, well, you don't get the waiver to not have to buy insurance for employees. So your hamburger shop or your auto body shop or your factory, you don't have to get health care for your people, but all your competitors, they do. So you get to undercut them. And that's really what NAFTA and GATT is on a global scale. They can have all these tariffs on us overseas, but we can't have any on them. And there's no environmental standards, no carbon taxes. There's many different forms of tariffs that we put on ourselves, not on foreign goods. And that's all part of globalism. Then the insiders get to write the law where they're exempt. And you wonder why their main retailer, now more than 40% of global retail sales, Death Mart, with the telescreens going in it. And by the way, I saw the first video of them actually going in. TV screens right there above the magazines at the checkout counter with Big Sis with a AP news feed under it. So it looks like a TV show. That's the only thing that's been altered. It's Big Sis saying, watch everybody, spy on other patrons. I mean, super creepy. We're going to play that later. Watson, and I think Steve Watson's doing a report on that. So they're now actually being phased in 9,000 locations, not just 844 Walmarts. I mean, this is getting crazy. But looking into the law, it is clearly influence peddling, and that's what this whole operation is. And, of course, all of this other thieving is just icing on the cake. The big one is the trillions being given to the foreign offshore banks and Congress being buffaloed, I guess a Jedi mind trick's the best term, where the Federal Reserve Chairman and the Treasury Chairman and others just get up there and say, we're not going to tell you where the money went. In hearing after hearing in the House and Senate Banking Committee, it's happened hundreds of times now. 2 years ago, it was big news when they do it. A year ago, it was still big news. Now we've again been conditioned that just, well, some crooks in suits all mobbed up. They just tell us they won't, you know, get into where the money went. And in case you think it's a partisan issue, it's not. Remember the $2 trillion missing the day before the World Trade Centers got blown up? Associated Press, headline, $2 trillion missing from Pentagon. By the time they had congressional hearings in 2005, it was $4-plus trillion, and the word is now it's over $7 trillion. And some people then send the emails. They don't look up the news article to find out I'm telling them the truth or the congressional hearings that are on YouTube. You can just type in trillions missing from Pentagon into YouTube, Google. You'll get articles, video clips, hearings about it. People just say it's not true. They say, oh, the whole defense budget's only $1 trillion a year. How could they be stealing trillions a year? They stole the Pentagon pension fund investments. And that came out 10 years ago, even ahead of 9/11. And it's now come out last year in Bloomberg and AP and Reuters. Just, oh, Prudential and other insurance carriers 11 years ago in 99 made deals to take veterans' death benefits when they die. The money's all gone. Your Social Security's gone. The death benefits, the health care. You're going to get euthanasia, death panels in its place. But not before they trick you and say, get behind raising taxes and you'll still get your handouts. You're not going to get the money you put in. You got it? You're not going to get any of it. You're going to get a boot stomping on your face. We don't throw this mafia out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, the Empire is on the run, but it's in its dangerous, frothing death throes of flailing around right now. And the question is, can we salvage any of the Republic during this process, or are the criminals fully aware of what they've done in stealing everything, even nailed down, going to be able to put a high-tech police state in place to further suck us dry? So getting back to the open mafia system in front of us, you know, almost every other nation on Earth has a tiny rich elite and a giant underclass. You look at Mexico, you look at Argentina, you look at Brazil, you look at Eastern Europe, you look at many areas of Asia, Africa. And Americans always laugh. Oh, look at the foreigners. They're so corrupt. You know, they've got cops with machine guns on the streets in Brazil or Mexico or Nigeria or Eastern Europe. Oh, look at them. Their government devalues their currency. You know, those folks in Mexico, they just can't figure it out. Well, the United States isn't perfect, but the mainstream media spends a lot of time demonizing what was America, what did work with America, because they don't want you to know the antidote to their poison. They want to try to discredit things that are common sense and we know work. How did 5% of the world population get roughly half the world's wealth? How do we do that? We had more liberty, more freedom, than other countries. That's why. Geographically, not a very big country compared to many. Doesn't have the resources of even a Mexico or a Nigeria. Did you know Nigeria overall has more resources in major Encyclopedia Britannica breakdowns than the United States? You know Mexico has triple, roughly, whether it's gold, oil, timber, fertile fields, volcanic soil. A to Z, Mexico's got roughly triple the resources. Natural gas, fisheries, they got everything. You go down there and you get outside the tourist traps, looks like a bomb hit that place. Sewage running down the street, little kids running around, police bugging their eyes out at you, the public scared of the police. That's called a martial law banana boat republic. We know what it looks like. Now, America is becoming the strip mall version of that. See, the globalists, it's not just that they don't care and will steal everything and destroy a society. They want to. They want to destroy the old republic. They want to claim that our empire fell when really it's just going to fall into the hands of the IMF and World Bank. So they've got all these historians now predicting the fall of the American empire, the end of the empire. Quite frankly, if this empire was run properly, it'd probably never fall because of the high-tech grids that are in place. They want it to fall. It's designed to fall. Fall right on top of those other sovereign nations. Fall right on top of what's left of our country. Fall right on top of what's left of this country's reputation. So the issue here is people shouldn't make fun of third world countries. They never had our founders. They never had a Bill of Rights. They never had a Constitution. Almost every time other nations have had revolutions, even if it was a good military leader who overthrew the dictator, that guy would get knocked off. You know, the person who tried to bring in a republic, who tried to bring in a parliament or a legislature, a Congress, people would gather around within the Congress and decide to overthrow the whole country for themselves so they could steal all the goods. But we actually had founders who were different. They weren't perfect, but they were supermen compared to what every other country's had. Supermen. They make the Greek system at its height look barbaric and police state. It makes all other supposed free societies look like a joke. And it's all slipping away. It's all burning away. It's all going the way of the Goonie Bird. The dodo bird, the coelacanth. And I don't like that. I don't want to be a slave. I know what New World Order globalism means. It means I'm a high-tech slave in a global system run by people who are stated open eugenicists and who on record say they want to forcibly reduce our population. And I watch the sperm counts drop by 87%. I watch infertility in women skyrocket. I watch diabetes and cancer and Alzheimer's and arthritis. The list goes on and on. Every disease you can imagine off the charts. And then I look at all the government's own studies. They know full well what they're doing. But like children, the average person, including bureaucrats and government, are compartmentalized, don't have the knowledge, and even when they come face to face with the facts, it's easier to just say, oh, that guy is a conspiracy theorist. Is it a conspiracy theory that over $4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon? Is it a conspiracy theory that we have a mafia running the country who openly gives over 500, last time I checked, it's hundreds a month, exemptions to mobbed up companies so they don't have to get health care for their employees, but you do, I do. Is that a conspiracy theory? Is it a conspiracy theory that 4,500 children were publicly, it's been declassified as public information, radiated to death? I mean, I know I talk about that all the time. It's just one of the more well-known ones of thousands of cases. So I mentioned what's known. Nerve gassing our own troops. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're really not. And I'm not here risking my life if I didn't think we had a good chance of beating these people. It's outrageous. It's cartoonish what they're doing. It's absurd. It's out in the open. It's brazen. And I'm sick of it. Here's an example of why societies can't ever get it together. Folks in Pakistan, are highly intelligent in their IQ test, as smart as anybody in Europe or Japan, highest IQs, ancient culture, ancient language, but they've been corrupt forever, and so their giant population. What is Pakistan? Its population, is it 100 million or more? Pull up the Pakistan population for me, please. I know Nigeria is like 300 million in Africa, but powerful Pakistani governor killed by own guard. There's an example. And whether this governor was a good guy or a bad guy, you know, the issue is that's what Banana Republic is all about. 170 million. Powerful Pakistani governor killed by own guard. The governor of Pakistan's wealthiest and most populous province was shot dead in the capital today by one of his own guards, who later told interrogators that he was angry about the politician's stance against the country's blasphemy law, officials said. Yeah, sure. And I'm sure that that former top Bush advisor probably fell and hit his head and fell in a trash can and got ended up in the dump. And I'm sure the mob family, the Dailies, are going to save us because they're such good people. They're in the Commerce Department. They'll make sure we get jobs. I mean, why not hire, you know, one of the guys from Central Casting of the Goodfellas? What, I'm funny like a clown? But here it is. Obama is said to consider naming J.P. Morgan's Daley to top White House post. And he's the former head of the Commerce Department. President Barack Obama is considering naming William Daley a J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. executive. Can we have anybody in the government who isn't J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs? I mean, most of the third world countries that are being looted are run by Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan alumni. I mean, they just run everything. There's your problem right there. A bunch of insider trading swindlers. And the Congress has been gelded. They sit there with their knees knocking, afraid of them. Such a move, which is still under discussion, would bring Washington veteran. Oh, a veteran. That's what we need. Yeah, when you're a mobbed up crook from a crooked organization caught, you know, selling derivatives into the world market and rigging the stock market and selling people housing stocks that you know are based on fraud, that makes you a veteran. Well, let's exhume or do a seance and make Hitler president. I mean, he's a veteran of government. Such a move, which is still under discussion, would bring a Washington veteran. Oh, yes. And someone with strong business ties to the business, La Cosa Nostra, into the administration as Obama sets out an agenda for the second half of his term while dealing with a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. I got another headline. Obama pledges to use executive power to trump Congress. Well, why not? If you got a bunch of slimy, oily bankers, robber barons in there stealing everything, why not have Obama just tell Congress, you know, I'll put in greenhouse gas taxes even if Congress doesn't pass it. Congress passes spending bills. They've got to originate even in the House. The Senate can't even do it. But, hey, who needs all that? Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, as Begala said back under Clintonista era. And all you conservatives, mainline conservatives, you're about as conservative as Mao Zedong, who don't like this. I mean, you love the unitary executive, the Fuhrer precept. When the president does it, it's not illegal under Bush. You liked all those no-bid contracts. And then the neocons had a talking point on radio. They'd go, of course American companies deserve the contracts. It wasn't no-bid contracts for just American companies. No, it could be any foreign company they wanted. French, German, didn't matter. Dutch, Japanese, Chinese. Most of the time it was. It was that it was no bid. Only one company would be given the deal. I mean, you like mafia when it's your little monkey, George W. Bush, who looks like Central Casting from a Psycho movie. I mean, you bought that hook, line, and sinker, so you should enjoy it under Obama. You should lap it up. You should love it. You should love what else is coming. And I'm telling you this now, so when the Republicans take control of everything, you don't go into a mind-numbed coma thinking everything's okay, just like you stupid Democrats with Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I'm sick of it. President Barack Obama is considering naming William Daley. Oh. Daley's highly respected by the business community and has great connections. Oh, Douglas J. Elliott, a fellow at the Washington-based Brookings Institution and former J.P. Morgan Chase managing director. Oh, so another J.P. Morgan guy tells us how great he is. Oh, look, Don Corleone's underling, Sonny Corleone, is telling us how great he is. He said in an email, naming Daley to the top post, he said, could help mend fences with executives who have complained the Democratic administration is anti-business. Oh, you got to love that little show. Wall Street completely bankrupt, bankrolled Obama for the bankrupting of America, four times the McCain money. Again, not that McCain was good. It was time for a new birdcage liner, a new shill, a new foil, a new front man. And so they gave us Obama. And then whoever Wall Street puts their money on next election, that's the bad guy. That's the bad man. That's the next row of sharp teeth to roll forward in this ugly mouth of theirs. He's highly respected. Daley, 62, has deep ties to Obama's political base, the youngest of seven children of longtime Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley. Oh, what a humanitarian he was. He is part of the most powerful political dynasty in Illinois, who wants your guns because they're criminals. He was also a political mentor to Rahm Emanuel, along with the other two stooges, Barack Obama and, of course, Blagojevich, who worked with Daley in President Bill Clinton's administration and served as Obama's first chief of staff. Emanuel 51 now is running to succeed Daley's brother, Richard M. Daley, as mayor of Chicago. Yeah, we'll put a boy in there and then we'll move into the White House and continue with our people in all the chairs. It's never been better for us. As soon as we get the American people's guns, it's going to be even better. Right now, Chicago's suing a whole bunch of states, trying to get laws passed to take people's guns in places like Texas. It's so wonderful. There's no end to what we can do. Capone taught us well. There's nothing these schmucks won't take or go along with. It just gets better and better. I call America the happy hunting ground. During the 2008 presidential race, William Daley was an economic advisor to Obama and was co-chairman of his transition team after the election. Daley, whose typical response to questions, didn't return messages. And it just goes on. Now, what did Blagojevich get in trouble for? List of impeachment charges against Blagojevich. The Illinois House articles of impeachment against Blagojevich accused him of. Now, see, in the past, this was all illegal. But now, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, Americans, if they saw a big family taking everything over and all the corruption and all the insiders, they would all be indicted and go to jail. Insider manipulation, influence peddling, racketeering, not anymore. Now there's Bloomberg articles about how great you are and how you're a veteran of business and respected and good. And it is, what was the first article of impeachment? Plotting to obtain a personal benefit in exchange for his appointment to fill the vacant seat in the United States Senate. What do you think the Daleys backed Obama? I mean, literally brought him up knee-high to a grasshopper out of the CIA stables. And Blagojevich and Emanuel and all these little gangsterlets, all these little gangster rugrats to be put in over by us so the old dons can sit there and pull their strings. Oh, it's so much fun. Because the American people don't have a common sense immune system. The more they get run over, the more they ask for it. The more they beg. The mafia brings in their TSA for dog training. Train them to let us put our hands down their pants. We'll make them pay tax money to be radiated. We'll lie to them and tell them we're not saving the images. And when they find out we're lying, big deal. We'll put the ACLU on a terror list. We'll put the, we'll put that Ron Paul guy on a terror list. I want the CIA and ATF and FBI's on that Ron Paul right now. And I want all the law enforcement magazines to say right now that if you see a Ron Paul sticker, you pull them over. And I want it right now that if they got to get us out of the UN sticker, that thing's working good for us, bringing in the narcotics, setting up our thing worldwide. The DEA helping bring in the drugs, shutting down our competition. Let me tell you something. I want the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to put it on paper that anybody that stands up against our thing, La Cosa Nostra, is on the list. We're going to do it like Stalin and Hitler. We're going to get tough. We'll knock their heads. The cops fully work for us now. This country belongs to us, and we're taking it over. You got it? Good. And next we're going to get your guns. And we'll march all these dumb cops out there to die in shootouts with all of you while we sit back and laugh, because it's our thing. There's nothing you chumps won't take, nothing you chumps won't buy, and you know what? We're going to oblige you. Get ready. Get ready for Chicagoland worldwide.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Yes, you bet we can. It's our country now. I am unleashing you to dominate them all. This time I'll get you, Gadget. This time.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lies.
Meet It's your new president. He's my puppet. His name is Bugsy.
Yeah, that's right, boss. I like being the president now. You know, my name's Barack Obama, and the boss are getting sick of me. What are you going to do?
Now I'm going to get a Republican ready. Maybe Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney. The conservatives will buy into all of it. There's nothing that can stop us now. Look at the public drink the fluoride. There's nothing they won't do now. They could never imagine what I've done.
You've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes.
And everybody knows.
And everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
And so it goes.
How it goes.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
But America is mafia run.
Everybody knows.
But a lot of the uppies don't care.
How it goes.
They've had freedom so long, they may like a boot on their neck.
Yeah, boys, it's our time now, isn't it?
Of course it is.
You know, I could do voiceovers. I've actually been approached, but I don't have time to do it. Because you don't just get the jobs. They want you to then audition for it. And I'm too busy fighting the New World Order. But I can do Captain Avatar from Star Blazers. You guys want to hear that?
Aim carefully, men. Those are Gamelon ships.
I actually have to get into character to do it properly.
Wildstar, I'm counting on you as deputy captain.
In the year 2199, Earth was attacked by the mysterious Gamelon space fleet, led by Barry Saturo. Deadly planet bombs are destroying the Earth's surface. If the Star Force doesn't get the Cosmo DNA in just 1 year, planet Earth will be uninhabitable. Hurry, Star Force, hurry. You know, the truth is, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, then I got wound up and couldn't go to sleep. Then a big national show, Opie and Anthony, called me at 6:30 in the morning. I was in a deep sleep and put me directly on air. I am very tired, and I apologize for screwing around some. But it is a psychological defense mechanism. We all have it. You know, I criticize folks for not staying focused and serious and being into diversions and distractions, but imagine being yours truly. I mean, I've only gotten into one article today. I've only gotten into one article. And, of course, it brought us in a thousand different directions, but when we return, I'm going into all the others. Then, Wayne Madsen's joining us, and then the one, the only.
Who did I make the check out to?
Max Kaiser will be joining us, the one, the only. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites. Transmission continues.
Oh, dear.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Stratium 12 Radio Detonator. Network.